So the luck is, we know that Mila is Docha Shabbos. Uveyom Hashmini Yimo Besara Lasso. So the luck is, Veyom Athila Beshabbos. So the luck is, we only do a Mila Bizmana on Shabbos, not a Mila Shalom Bizmana. And therefore, a Mila Bizmana we do on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Yantav all the time. Even Yom Kippur Shalom Beshabbos. What about a Mila Shalom Bizmana? A Mila Shalom Bizmana is we don't do it on Shabbos, we don't do it on Yantav. What about Yantav Sheni? And Machlok is the Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam says yes, the Rush says no. The issue seems to be the Rambam seems to hold Yantav Sheni is a Minig Avoseim Yadechem, and the Rush holds it's a Takana Durabanan. So Mila Shalom Bizmana is a mitzvah, daraisa, even it has kares if you don't do it. So we don't push it off because of a minig, but takana drabban and yesh kol up yachacham lakod var torah b'shei ve'atase. So we don't push it off if it's a takana drab. We don't push it off for a takana drabban. Why do we push off mila? So mila, it's not an asay sheyesh bokari, so we're not as strict. So it's a machok is whether we do a mila shalom bizman on yontov sheni. So we paskin, no, we don't. However, what about a suffix Mila Shalom Bizmana Yantov Sheni? Either a case of a twilight baby or a case of a C-section baby, whatever the suffix is. So we paskin, you don't do a you don't do a twilight baby on Shabbos, you don't do a C-section baby on Shabbos. Two different svekas. By a twilight baby, you're not sure what day it is. By a C-section baby, you know what day it is, but maybe he was chayiv and doing Mila on day one, so it's not a Mila Bizmana. So the Shaila is, what about a Suffolk Mila Shalom Bizmana? So that, we don't do on Shabbos and Yantav. So some posts can say we do it on Yantav Sheni. Because why? Because it's one machlok is Rambam in the Rush on whether we do a Mila. According to the Rambam, you do a Mila Shalom Bizmana anyway on Yantav Sheni. And even according to the Rush that you don't, but it's a suffix. Maybe it is a Mila Bizmana, so maybe even the Rush would agree in this case. Well, it seems to be a discussion what, you know, if they're different minhagim, whether you actually do a Mila Shalom Bizmana on Yantav Sheni Yesh V'Yesh. And then we discussed the issue of the three angels, the three aspects of the Mila, that the angel that came down to do the Mila, cutting off the Arla, so that was the angel that came and destroyed Sodom. They destroyed evil. The angel that came and revealed the news to Avram about the son, that was the Priya that revealed the mitzvah Mila. And the angel that came down was created because of Metzitza, that went to heal Avram. And the one that healed Avram, healed Lot. So those are the different aspects of Mila Shalom Bizmana and Suffolk Mila Shalom Bizmana on Shabbos, Yontav, and Yontav Sheni.